The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mind. Drink from the fountain of knowledge.
There's lizard people everywhere.
That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Revolution will be podcasted.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Tinfoil Hat. You know who I am. You know what I'm here to do. I'm here to bam. You know it, dude. You know it. Another emergency podcast. Been trying to really bang some of these out. They're just important shows, and this one's one of them. I'm very excited. We're going to have Scotty the Kid, who's helped organize a lot of these Child Life Matters marches. So super excited. Guys, real quick, want to get into it. We're going to keep these short real quick. I will be live in Appleton, Wisconsin, September 10th through the 12th at the Skyline Comedy Club. Go to skylinecomedy.com. Grab your tickets now. My buddy Zane Helberg will be out there. It should be a great time. I love Appleton. You're all a bunch of lushes and alcoholics, and I know my own, and I'm happy to vibe with my tribe. You know what I'm saying? So go out, check that out. August 22nd at 10 a.m. is the Child Life Matter March. It's going to be on Vine, Bang, and Hollywood. Now, if you go to Scotty the Kid, Scotty with a Y, the Kid Instagram, he has listed the 160 cities which marches are happening on that day. Find your city or what's near you, and you can join in and just be a part of it, okay? So that's August 22nd at 10 a.m. on Hollywood and Vine. Now, if you stay in town later that night at 8 p.m., it is going to be a Mother of All Truth Bombs live stream, Tinfoil Hat at the Comedy Store, 8 p.m. Come down. Last time it was packed with fans. Again, come and vibe with your tribe, man. All different creeds, all different everything. It's a wonderful collection of people, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to help support the Comedy Store during these crazy times. So come enjoy that. Check out Zero on Rockfin. That's Rockfin, rockfin.com/zero. Broken Simulation, Punch Drunk Sports. Those are two of my other podcasts. I'm loving them. If you want to check out my comedy, go to youtube.com/SamTripoliComedy, TRIPOLI comedy. I'm putting up spiritual talk for babies. I got a brand new conspiracy now coming out. It's going to change the game, everybody. I can't cook. I do that with Martha. That's where I do a cooking show where I can't cook. All that is there available. Check it out. And of course, you got youtube.com/SamTripoli. And that's all the Tinfoil Hat stuff. If you do follow this Tinfoil Hat, make sure to subscribe button and join us. And let's say you can't, they're shadow banning me. Always go to brokensimulation.com and you'll find all of the podcasts and all the other stuff there. So check out my stuff and we'll make that happen. I'm trying to think, is there anything else? I don't want to do a lot of pushing because I know you guys want to get to it on this episode. So enjoy this. This is with Sky the Kid, and we're talking about Child's Life Matters. All right. So enjoy the show, and thanks for your support. Take care, everybody. And welcome. So let's get into it. As you know, I talked earlier about the big August 22nd event happening on Vine and Hollywood. We'll get into that because that's an interesting conversation as well. As you know, we got that. And then later at 8 p.m. at the Comedy Store, we will be doing a Tinfoil Hat Live at the Comedy Store in the OR. So it's a whole day of festivities, and come vibe with your tribe again. So the guy, you know, I saw this flyer for the event that happened, I believe, on July 31st was the last one, and I just put it out, and then some people were just like, dude, thanks for organizing this. And I'm like, it wasn't me, dude. And it was very cool that I got to meet the guy that put it all together. All credit goes to him. Please welcome the guy who put this together. It's really cool. Scotty the Kid, how are you, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
It's good to see you. I'm super excited that you put this all together. It's like a lot of people talk the talk. You walk the walk. And, man, real honor to have you on. Thanks for doing it.
Thanks. Oh, no, I appreciate it, man. I really do. And it's crazy because a lot of people are definitely, like, seeing me, like, in this light. And I'm just kind of like, I don't even, like, as long as the kids are getting talked about, then like that's the goal, you know? And it really is just like turning into that. And I love to see it, man. So many awesome people.
Real quick, you know? Do me a favor. Tell us a little bit about yourself or what you want them to know about you so they could either find you wherever you want them to find you or any of that stuff.
Okay, so I'm from LA. I grew up as a musician. So like I started as a songwriter, and then I turned into like I started rapping, and I learned how to freestyle rap. So that became like a lot of my like life. Honestly, it was just like hip hop and rap. And then I learned how to DJ, and then I started DJing, and then you know, I got a manager, and then I got signed to this acting agent, and then I did some acting things, and then modeling shit, and just different stuff. Just over the years, just entertainment and working in production and stuff like that too. So I've worked with Adult Swim, which we know now, you know, I've worked with a lot of big companies, Disney, Nickelodeon, just as on the production end, not even like.
Yeah, and we'll get into all that because that's an interesting story as well, for sure.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. So, like when BLM popped off, my son is half black, just putting that out there for everybody to take it for what it is. But when BLM started happening and I just saw just so much going on and you know, some people being confused and manipulated and having a genuine heart and just being sucked into this scenario and it taking advantage of them and just that, you know, something, just so many things didn't feel right about it with me. And as I just dug more and more and more and more and more after, you know, I'd probably say I've been on this for about a year. I would say that I've had a friend who I've been close with for like 10 years who kind of was feeding me this stuff and was kind of like crumbing me along the way, but never really like went in on me. And as it developed more and I just started to dig and dig, I'm like, dude, this is what's actually happening here. This is the I'm like, this is the problem. Like clearly 100% without a doubt, this is the main issue that's being masked.
I think it is the root of the power. You know, obviously there's this whole thing about, and this is Sam speaking,
it's domination, man.
You know, it's like everyone's like, oh, Jews were in Hollywood. Like the more and more I'm here, dude, I 100% believe that the real power structure, and I love Jews, this is actually a defense of them, is that 100%. It's pedophilia that is the real power structure in Hollywood. And like actual pedophilia, not like hooking up with 17-year-old girls pedophilia. No, I mean, I'm babies. Talking real, like really young, all that dude, stuff. That is the real power structure.
Umbilical cord still attached, bro.
Right.
Like that's how fucking gnarly it is, you know? And I tell people this all the time. I'm like, look, this is the heaviest subject in humanity.
Yeah.
We're talking about, even in some scenarios, children being bred by doctors without birth certificates, umbilical cord still attached, being put out the back door. Like that's like, there's nothing. There's just nothing heavier on the soul than that. So no wonder nobody wants to fucking talk about it. Yeah, do I really want to talk about it? No, I wish I didn't have to.
I wish I was
wrong. I wish I didn't fucking. come on, man. People don't even understand that. I'm like, you guys realize that, like, I'm so passionate about it, and I wish I didn't have to say a fucking word. I wish this wasn't I wish this wasn't a thing at all. I wish I could be making music and worried about an actual pandemic. I wish that was actually like, you know what I mean?
But, so let's, because there's a lot to unpack in a very short time, because, you know, everybody's living their lives here, and this is an emergency podcast I wanted to do real quick with you, because we had crunch on on the event coming up. I wanted to get the word out as quickly. Again, that is August 22nd is at 10 a.m. I don't know why you like to get up so early, Scotty the Kid, but we're going to do that. 10 a.m. on Vine in Hollywood. It was a wonderful event. The first event was absolutely wonderful. I got to be honest with you. I didn't know that you would run it. I didn't know who put it together. And I was like, I don't know who's putting this together, but I'm just going to show up. And I hope it's just
I'm so glad you did, dude. Your energy there, too, was just like much needed. It was wonderful. It was great, man.
Oh, thank you. I was just happy people were there. I thought it was just going to be me and a couple other people. And it was just going to look like nobody cared. It was going to be really heartbreaking. And it started – it didn't even start small. When I showed up, there were more people than I expected, and I was so excited about that. And it just started growing and growing. I came with my buddy Justin. Justin and I have gone through, we've been crazy people in our lives. We've done crazy stuff. You know, we came through it, you know, and sometimes in life you got to go through it to get to it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I couldn't believe, we were both like so in awe of how many people were there. And like, you know, I believe we live in, not to get into this subject, but just to understand the feeling that I have was, you know, I believe we live in assimilation, and that like when you 100%. Do good deeds, that like this weird that kind of, it's like a turbo boost comes over you, right? You're like, you know, because
you felt that energy there, right?
Yeah, like, for sure.
100%. In the, 100%.
And, when you do that, something like this march, the thing about this march that makes it different than so many other marches that that have been out there, and I'm not, you know, this is not disrespecting anybody, but this is like, this is the most selfless of all the marches, because the people you're trying to help can never pay you back in any way, shape, or form. There's no way they're ever going to be able to pay you back.
But they can. Can I tell you how?
Okay,
go on.
This
is how they can. They unintentionally can. So we help them, right? They don't know who helped them. It's not a matter of getting a thank you or anything like that, right? These human beings and children have to be adults one day, right? So they're unintentionally going to pay me back by setting up a world and living in a society that is somebody that's gone through what they've gone through, and they've healed, and they become strong individuals, and they will be the cornerstones of our society. Watch, because somebody that can make it through that sort of pain and come out on top, they're going to pay me back by doing great to the world, by wanting to help because someone helped them. And that's how they're going to pay me back, because my son's going to live in a better world. Cause when they have children, they know exactly how to go about raising their kids to avoid all of what they went through and all of that. So they're going to set a ripple into the world that nobody's ever felt. So that's even why I'm like, that's how they're going to pay me back. I'm actually in the process of getting an organization together, and I'm going to call it, it's called Sky right now, SKY, and it stands for special kind of youth. And so what I'm trying to do is just set that's a whole other conversation, but I'm trying to
I'm down with that. What I want to do real quick before we get into the nuts and bolts of everything is to talk about where we're talking about LA right now. Where else are these organizations going to where else do you have marches set around the world or around the country
right now?
And where can they find, like, let's say people are listening to this. I know your Instagram, right? It's Scotty with a Y, the kid on Instagram. And you have a post for each place that is going to be having a march that day. And they're all happening on October 22nd. August 22nd.
August 22nd. So thank you so much for your help on this, actually, too, because when you posted your video, a lot of your people have even DM'd me, and I've just been getting an influx of DMs. So basically what I had set in play was I just was like praying, and God was like, yo, like, I want you to get 100 cities on deck. And I'm just like, that's a lot of cities, dude. That's a lot. Like, I was even like super intimidated. I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh, that's a lot. So I just was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to listen. I'm just going to put it out there. And so after the march, I just was like, yo, like, I'm trying to do this in your city, basically, you know? And then and then I figured, hey, if I just use my Instagram as an actual platform for other people to communicate, I was like, well, all I would have to do is just put a black box with the city name. And then the people that live in that, my followers that live in those cities, could just comment there and connect there and then DM each other and create their own movement. And it clicked. I was like, no shit. How come nobody's, I should do that. So like, that's literally all I did. And it started turning into people being like, well, I want one in my city. 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 And I said, okay, great. I made a syllabus and I sent it to them. It's a breakdown on how to do this correctly, how to do it legally, how to not interfere with businesses, people's lives. This is a peaceful thing. We want everybody to look at us and not think anything negative at all in any way, shape, or form. So people just started to reach out to me. And then as they would reach out to me, I would say, okay, great. I would make a note of their city. I would make a little post, like a black post about it. And the next day I would post it and I would tell them to comment first, because they were the ones that were like, I want to head it up. And dude, it's just turned into this crazy thing. And it's, like I said, it started with just literally like 10 cities where I knew I could touch. I have a lot of people in these cities. Like, I knew I had them there. So I was like, fuck it, start with this 10. And then just different people reaching out. I want one here, I want one there. Dude, we have some in like there's one in Ibiza. There's one in Sweden. There's one in London, one in Birmingham, one in Manchester. Like, they're happening even around the world. And it started, I was like, cool, nationwide. 100 cities in like a week came to me.
Wow. Like,
and I'm like, dude, and I'm just sitting back being like, yo, this is just your work. And I'm just like, it's just like, I'm being used as a tool. Like, it's straight up, like, just being like, I'm not, and it's easy. It's like, I'm the correct tool for this piece, right? So it's like putting a very special tool with a special piece and you spin it and it just works flawlessly and perfectly, but no other tool could do that. It's, you know what I mean? So that's why God's just like, yo, you're this tool for this piece, and you're this specific piece to fit it. And because you are, it's going to just simply tighten, you know? So that's what's happening. Like, I thought, yo, when I get to New York, I had thought 4 days before New York, when I go to New York, I'm going to have to touch down, go to one. Oh, what's up, baby? What's up, dude?
They love to watch and listen to podcasts. That's their thing.
Oh, I love it. Awesome. What's her name?
This is Ninja. Down there is Ghost.
Oh, what's up, Ninja? That's awesome, dude. Amazing.
My friend calls her Smiley Cyrus.
That's cool. Smiley Cyrus. Hi. Hi. You like watching podcasts? You watching me? The crazy guy with the long hair?
So we have these all, you put,
we're at 160.
160 cities will be right marching now. On yes. August 22nd at 10 a.m. their time.
Yes.
That's going to be amazing. You're going to get flooded with pictures all over the place.
It's going to be stinking. I'm so excited, man. I'm so excited.
And what that represents is something that, you know, it's like this thing called the silent majority. And like, you know, I'm a running and gunning old school liberal, dude. Running and gunning. Like, I skipped with my vices and my demons for a very long time. You know, like, I was a guy who got lost in the comedy scene and doing all that stuff.
And, you know, and it's dark, man. It's dark. The comedy world is, woo. I have a lot of friends who are comedians. I'm friends with some pretty dope people.
Yeah, we're broken people for sure. But here's the thing. You know, when you start getting into silent majority, then of course everybody goes right to, you know, this old school version of Christianity that, you know, everybody was like, look at all these crazy, you know, they're all really hypocrites and blah, blah, blah. And you know, and I'm getting into this whole thing where, like, that's even a setup that, like, these powerful people position these people who are incredibly flawed and hypocritical in position so that they can eventually out them and make them look stupid, right? That's really what they're doing. Exactly. So I have zero problems with any religion, whether it's Christianity, Islam.
It's the idea. Oh, dude, it's I 100% feel you.
Judaism,
on that note, it's the representation. It's how they represent it. When we all know that if it went straight back to the Bible, it wouldn't be represented this way. It's just the greed is manipulated and twisted.
Well, it's also powerful people have positioned people who are flawed so that they could use them to discredit a spiritual movement. And, you know, each religion is like its own thing, and I respect all religions. And as long as your thing is like, you know, to make one with the universe and learn the universal truth,
the universal
and one that is
source,
to help others.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
help
exactly.
Us, which is what you're doing in spades. So it shows up. I mean, you again, go to Instagram.com /Scotty the Kid or just Scotty the Kid.
ScottyTheKid.com as well has, like, if you go to ScottyTheKid.com, it has my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything is connected there. My Spotify, my music, there's all kinds of stuff. And like, I make positive music. So I've been making music for years. I've had a few good looks. I've been on MTV. I've done, oh shit.
All good.
Oh shit, are you there?
Yeah, I am there. You're still, I can still hear you, so don't panic. You're fine. There you are. And we are back.
So,
all right, don't worry about it.
So sorry about that, Mike.
This is a run and gun operation. It's never goes according to plan. So again, it's August 22nd. Go to ScottyTheKid.com, Scotty with a Y, thekid.com, and check that out. Now, we did our first march. Now, when he says it's a peaceful march, man, I am not lying to you. Like, the thing that me, Justin, Xavier Guerrero, my friend Augustino, we were all there, and so much of the Swarm showed up, and thank you guys, Swarm, for showing up. But man, when he says a peaceful protest, he is not lying, dude. We would wait till the crosswalk was white and said the cross to cross the street to do our march and protest. Like, we didn't jump right in the middle of the street and ruin people's traffic.
And you know why, man? Here's the thing is, like, because I grew up in Hollywood, I literally know the timing of the lights because I skate. So, like, when I'm dashing down Hollywood, if I see the light about to be a color, I know that it's going to let me go because I grew up there. So that's another reason why I'm like, yo, this is literally supposed to be my role, because I know every little bit and piece of this block, this whole area. This is my shit. I skate. Like, that's my whole everything. I know every alley, cut, corner. I smoke the blunt behind every corner. Like, come, I know every piece of that block. That is me. So that's why, like, even some people have been getting kind of, like, weird about, oh, like, I started this and that. I'm like, you guys, it doesn't matter who started it. It's not even about that. I'm just trying
we'll
to keep
get
us
into
protected.
That, dude. We'll get into
yeah,
that. I want to talk about that in a few, but I want to focus on this real quick. And, like, no, the reason I like that, dude, about the crosswalk is because, I've lived in Hollywood or L.A. for 20 years, man, and there's nothing more annoying than when there is a march that messes up traffic and people can't get to where they want to go. You guys, you're an hour out of your way.
I hustle too. Sometimes I'm the motherfucking driver in the car. Like, what are these people doing? Get out of the way. Even though it's a good thing, I'd still be like, that's great, but get out of the fucking way.
Yeah.
Like, I feel that, you know?
Right?
I don't want to
so
be
when
that
we waited
dude.
For the crosswalk, I was like, oh, this is something like I've never seen before.
Orchestration, dude.
So
the timing
funny.
Was like perfect.
And the drivers who were coming by were so thankful. They were all beeping, beeping, beeping,
exactly.
And they were just because we were like letting them get to work and do their jobs and all that stuff.
And then you think about it, more people see it. We're a walking billboard. That's better than stopping traffic and having 100 cars deep and people being like, what's going on up there? Is it Black Lives Matter? Is it this? Is it that? Like, no, you don't want to confuse them. Let traffic flow. We're standing there. That means more traffic is coming and going by. It's more effective, you know, and it's safer.
Then we went down to one lane walking. We walked from Vine to Highland, and we only used one lane, which means people could use the second lane to still get to where they wanted to go, which I was like, that's why this is so amazing, because nobody – we're allowing people to live their lives while asking them to understand that there are people out there that aren't allowed to live their life. And to me, that was the most special. I mean, that was really special to me. Besides,
yeah, it felt good, man. How many that people... energy was real, man. That energy was raw. Like, everybody was feeling it, that vibration. And that's the new, that's the ascension. That's what we're on, is just that ascension. New wave.
I like that.
I love it, man. The energy, even when I went to New York this last week, dude, I literally was on the mic and everybody's just like, we're just like radiating together. And they're just literally, even on the mic, I was like, do you guys feel that? And they're all just like, yeah, like I know. Yeah. 100%. Every person's like, yes, I feel this. I know exactly what you mean. I'm like, right. So this is not wrong. What we're doing is not a mistake. We're not, this is clearly we're doing the right thing. Like, it's that easy. It now, feels too right. You know,
The crowd itself was the most diverse crowd I've ever seen in my life.
Ever, ever.
It was in my life, everything, ever. Dude. It was dude, everything. Every walk, every race, everything.
It was beautiful.
All races, all genders. I mean, literally all 70 genders were there.
Yeah.
And then we had all sexualities there. A lot of the gay community came out trying to say that pedophilia is not one of the gay community sexualities.
That meant so much to me. I like loved that. It was beautiful. Cause we can't necessarily make that statement I don't want to offend anybody. So, but for them to come out and be like, no, this is fucking wrong. This is not us. This is like, we are better. We are not these people. I'm like, of course you're not. I love that you're standing up for what's right. And that's beautiful, man.
There are a lot of trans there. Trans were working against it. They're very manipulated as well. Black, exactly. Hispanic,
and they love white. Having a voice and being like welcomed. Everybody was so like
a just, dude in high heels was walking around. I mean, that's a dude marching in high heels. He was behind it. And that really is what it is, because that you know, getting awesome. Back to a lot of stuff that we're talking about is like the base of most groups outside of male feminists, who I cannot stand because they're all manipulators, but that's right, my opinion, right. Not yours, Scotty. I say that all the time. But at the base of every group are good people. I don't care who you're talking about. It's always the head that is the top that gets everybody to fight with each other. Here was all the bases coming together.
Right.
You know, straight, gay, Christian, Muslim, Judaism, you name it.
Like 8-year-old kids and like 70-year-old women and like this, like, dude, did you see, like, there was this like really, really old white dude there and was like old and like marching. He's just like, good job, Scotty. Good job, Scotty. Like, it was so crazy. I'm like, dude, this is so crazy. Like, I loved it, man. I literally was like, this is America here. This is it. Like,
now was there a march the day before too on CNN? What was that?
So, no, that was ours.
No, okay, because I'm like, hey, dude, let's go CNN. And someone said, no, we did that yesterday. Or maybe I missed.
No. So, there was a march. They tried to do a march the day, or they did do a march the day before in Hollywood, and it was just, I'm not sure about their turnout. I know they did have people come out, though, so I'm not saying nobody came. I just – but, no, the CNN march was – I mean, I'm not even – again, I'm not trying to – I did this or that. I'm just saying the fact of the matter was when we took it down La Brea, I marched us straight up into the CNN front door.
Oh, that was great. So that was like, because I had to get to work. But,
no, you're good. But yeah, that was me.
Yeah, dude, that's us, the dude. Best. That
and,
is
and the best. And this, dude, the cops, dude. Like CNN, we like, I saw an opening and we moved in like peacefully. We were protesting and the people in CNN were kind of like, what the fuck's going on? And I was like, we're just going to shoot some video in here, not to them, but to the PR people. And I'm like, let's just get some stuff and let's get out. Let's not be agitators. Let's not try to be crazy, you know? So
that is nuts. So what it's very, a lot of people like, and I want, a lot of people are like, well, oh, I'm sure that's going to stop something. You're going to do anything. And it's like the naysayers is so interesting. And it's like the player hating, just there's some people whose life is so empty that they just got a player hate on just everything. And the truth of the matter is like, here's the truth, man. The only way you change the world is by changing yourself. And the way you change yourself is by taking actions in your life. And one of the great actions you could do is to enter this march and join other people that are changing their lives. And by raising, so I don't know how, so July 1st march was the only march you did, right?
Right. It was my first and only march. Yeah. I planned
so the first march happens, and now we're in 160 cities after that. That is change. That is change, man. That is change. Yeah. Regardless of if one city has two people at the march, I don't care. Two people is enough to show that two people in that city give a shit. And that's more than the month before. Not that they didn't care, but now we know that there are two people there. It's almost like
billboards. They're billboards. They're billboards. At the very least, go be a billboard. Like, and then even some people have DM'd me and said, hey, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of like scared. And I say, hey, I'm not going to tell you in any way to go do something that makes you feel uncomfortable. But if you want to still do a change, you want to do something that costs $5 that can help. Yes, of course. I say, go find as much cardboard as possible. Go to the dollar store and get a thing of zip ties. Get markers. Go put hashtag save our children and go zip tie it on a freeway, on an overpass near where you live.
That's how you do it.
I said, and then you do that and that's it. Boom, boom. If it gets taken down, it gets taken down. I said, that's how you can do your part.
Yes.
And I have like 20 people that were like, oh, I'll make 5 of those.
Yeah, great. Dude, that's how you change, great. Scotty. Great. That's how you make change. You are a pinball, dude. I made this analogy earlier, and then I'm like, I don't know if that makes sense, but the more and more I think about it, is like when you make change in yourself, you become a pinball in a pinball machine, and everything you hit lights up, and you just get points from the universe. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah. Everything's lighting up, and you're feeling good about yourself. You become a pinball, and that's what we're doing
now. That's cool, man.
Dude, I like that. That's what starseeds do. Starseeds affect others by putting awareness out. Now, I'm not saying I'm a starseed. You know, I'm just saying that the way you change the world is communicating with people.
Don't downplay yourself, bro. Yeah, you are. You know? I can feel it.
So I want to also get into, you know, the movements like this can sometimes get a little crazy because everybody wants to help. And everybody starts running and gunning in their own thing. And anything is great. Any kind of help is great. Anybody doing any kind of work is great. But sometimes some feelings get hurt and people start pointing fingers at everybody. And at the end of the day, dude, I'll support everybody who wants to do this and does it with a pure heart. Has there been any weirdness going on with this, which is kind of crazy to me?
So I 100% am for any bit of help towards this situation in any way. So some people, you know, are like, oh, like I started this. And I'm like, if you have to tell your demographic that you started this, and that means that more people will support, then tell them you started it. I really do not care. Whatever brings more awareness to this situation as a whole is all I'm concerned about. So some people have been like, oh, well, I'm going to, you know, for instance, for the Hollywood one, oh, well, I'm going to make a flyer and I want to do it earlier and I want to do it at feel free. Because the thing is I know what I'm doing at 10 a.m. at Hollywood and Vine. I know the blocks. I know the streets. The cops know me. I know the police. I got it. And you know what? If you guys want to get a jump start, feel free. If that means one more person will come out, by all means, say what you need to say.
That's my whole opinion. And I had some people have some very weird reactions to me because I was just like, you know, I went to Scotty's. It was a wonderful experience. You know, that's the one I'm going to stick with right now. And everybody's is valid. And I'm not going to sit there and say anyone's not valid, but it's, I think there's like 3 in 1 week in LA, which is great. The more the merrier, but I'm like, why don't we all work together under one roof and do it all together?
Right.
If you want to do it on your own, do it on your own. I'm fine with that.
Right. Cause some of those people, and we kind of know the answer to that. And some of those people just want the credit for that other march or whatever. And again, like you said, like, I'm all about awareness. So I don't care who gets any of the credit at the end of the day. And me, myself, by putting myself on Front Street and not hiding behind a logo, but actually being a man and putting my brand and everything out there for this situation, it's like, you know, it's a move. It's a big move, you know, but it's also like I'm putting myself out there. So these people kind of may want the credit for it, but may not want the backlash of what comes with that. And I understand what can possibly come with it, and I'm ready for it. So I'm not discouraging them from stepping up or wanting to take credit. But at the end of the day, if you're actually wanting to go, like, want people to pat you on the back, and you're like, I want to be more popular for Saving Kid, like, I want people to know me for the, like, then you're in it for the wrong shit, dude.
Yeah,
like,
I agree with that, dude.
I'm just like, because honestly, I tell people all the time, like, you guys realize that tomorrow Instagram could shut all of my shit down. You realize that all of my stuff could be shut down because of this movement.
It's unbelievable that this is a possibility.
And this is how much, like, as far as me being sad that the movement isn't moving as quick as I'd want it to, but this is how sad I would be about it. Because right. It doesn't hold that much weight with me. It's a tool. I'm using it to help. And that's what it's not usually used for. So I, you know, I'm not, at the end of the day, I'm always going to be, have my talents and my music and all this stuff. So I'm not really like attached to it like most people are, but these people are like, oh, I'm the one. It's like, okay. But when somebody that is an enemy of this says, oh, you're the one, they're going to be like, oh wait, no, it wasn't me. It was Scotty.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean?
That it's happens like, a lot. What will come out of the woodwork, Scotty, is you're going to be called a shill. You're going to be called controlled opposition because that happens.
Oh, somebody even tried to say, oh, this guy's like tied into the Illuminati because he's verified. And like they tried to just be like, he has to be tied to these people. I'm like, it's just
here's another
like,
thing,
of
dude.
Course, internet.
By
shit,
listing bro. All the places you list, you work, there's going to be some people that have so much time on their hands. They're just going to start connecting dots that aren't there. I've dealt with that in my
right,
life.
Right,
here's
right.
the thing, everybody. We know that there's a giant power play of pedophilia in Hollywood that is being exposed at the highest freaking levels. Hollywood, Washington, D.C. I wouldn't doubt if it eventually comes out that Wall Street is that. I would put
right,
all my money on it. All that stuff.
Because the thing is that these people were there. The power is so strong that if you have any bit of power, you know. So yeah. As far as I'm concerned, everybody in the whole world that is over, that has more than $20 million is possibly an accessory to an international crime against humanity. Because if you knew and you just turned your fucking back because of a check or you didn't want to throw anybody under the bus, we're talking about children. So if you are okay with that, then you're an accessory to an international crime in my eyes.
I understand that too.
Yeah,
well, you know, I talk about this all the time. It's like, you know, the pedophilia, Pizzagate, all this stuff. That stuff people don't want to believe it for a couple of reasons. One, a big reason is they have kids. They don't want to believe there's monsters like that in the world.
Right,
they want to believe like these guys are the bad. It's like easy to believe that Islamic jihadists are like the bad guys and we're always the good guys. You know, it's everybody yeah. wants everything to be cookie
they like,
cutter.
They like living in the matrix. It's
yes,
just, they,
for
they,
sure.
It's easy for them. It's really easy.
Another thing
is, it is easy.
And another thing is, they are doing well in their career. And if they got to stop and go, oh, am I a part of this?
Right.
That scares the shit out of them because their gravy train could come to an end if they actually, one, realize that they're part of it, or two, say something and then all of a sudden all the opportunities go away. And that scares a lot of people.
Exactly.
It scares a lot of people.
And the power structure is so deeply enrooted that everybody in some sort of way is semi getting paid off of this, so they know that they have that power over those employees or people by being like, well, even if they fucking know, they're not going to say shit because they don't want their check to stop coming. And we're talking about people that are making 50 grand a year here and up. So it's like, it's crazy. You're going to literally like take 50 grand a year, but literally know that 50,000 kids are getting fucked by your president. of the company. Like, that's okay with you, though? Like, fuck off. Like,
that's crazy because people don't want to believe it. I'm, you know, sadly, I'm starting to realize people don't like child molestation. If only when it's happening to kids, they know. If they don't know the kids, they want to turn their head. But I like do. You mentioned, we'll get into that. But you mentioned like working at Nickelodeon. You mentioned where else? You mentioned one other place that you mentioned. You know, I worked at the Standard, and these people can't stop trying to connect stupid dots. That doesn't, you know, I was a valet at a hotel that later some stuff came out about, and they're like, they think I'm complicit in this stupidity. You know how you run a child sex trafficking ring? By not allowing the grunts to know about it, right? Like you don't let, not, dude, that's like saying that the guy who was a janitor at the Twin Towers was in on 9/11. It's the dumbest thing possible.
Exactly. Like why in the, 100%.
If you live in LA, man, no matter where, you could go to Dum Dum Donuts and someone would be like, dude, you know that blah, 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 who used to be a part of this, used to get donuts there. And now all of a sudden you're complicit in it, right?
Exactly. 100%.
Like, it's wasted energy. You're just wasting energy. Connecting dots aren't there when we know that there's real monsters exist.
Right. And here you are trying to fucking just, it's just too much time on their hands. And also it's a, you know, everybody is, it's a, projection of their internal situation, and they have such insecurities and disbelief on their own lives and in what's their reality of what's happening, that they're like, well, it fits better if the Matrix, it's the Mr. Smith effect. Mr. Smith comes in and is like, no, like actually, like you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
know I mean? Do like, completely know what you mean.
Yeah, transforms into fucking Mr. Smith completely, and he's like, no, this is actually what you are. You're a bad person. Like, they try to just make it this thing that it's not because it fits the narrative that they've already been ingrained with. So it's like,
for sure. And again, the mental gymnastics that has to go on. You know, it's like Black Lives Matter. The original group was Black Lives Matter 2, which was All Lives Matter. If you think about it, that's what that means. Like, All Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter 2. But then it got hijacked and it became something else, a super Marxist group. And but the base is good, right? But here we have a base that has basically torn this country apart based on racism within law enforcement, and now fully, without even batting an eyelash, have endorsed two candidates, Biden and Harris, who've locked up more black people than any other ticket in the history of this country. So now we're like sitting here going, well, what is this? What's about? It's like, oh, well, I don't judge you on your past. I'm like, you've completely judged this country on its past. You're pulling down all these freaking statues of these guys, and you're like telling us we got a racist. Now you're telling us you don't care about
that. And they're going to elect
the slave owners. It's just like,
crazy. What? Yeah,
it's the craziest shit I've ever seen.
And her mom's her dad's actually Jamaican, and her mom is Indian. So she's technically, I guess, not even like really. I mean, she's like half black, I guess. Jamaican.
No, she's not. She's Indian. Jamaican. She is Jamaican. Well, that's African. I'm sure there's African descendants in Jamaica.
It's just skin tone is all that people know because it's all they've been told, you know? Oh, man. It's really unbelievable.
But people who I love are like, I wish one of the comments from somebody that I love was, oh, I wish they'd use a different hashtag than Child Lives Matter because they're just stealing Black Lives Matter. I go, hey, you know there's black kids disappearing as well, right?
Exactly.
You know this is an exclusive white lily kids thing.
Exactly. Like,
where are you at selfishly that you are upset that people are defending kids? I just don't get where you get with that.
Well bro, I'm telling you, it's that low vibration. They're on this low vibration. They're straight zombified because of the chemicals in the atmosphere, Monsanto spraying our food. Their pineal gland is so calcified that they literally can't think for themselves, man. It's really crazy. And for people like I said, it's a lower vibration. They're just stuck on this low plane, and they don't even understand how we're like growing and, you know, inspiring people and living and thriving during a pandemic. as people, because we're building, we're waking up, and we're all collectively coming together, and they're missing out on that. And they know they're missing out on something, but they can't nail it because they're not consciously aware enough to grasp it. So they stay at this lower vibration and they just like radiate there, and they try to pull you back while you're like transcending. You know what I mean?
I totally agree with that. And the real question is like, if this is a simulation, are there NPCs that are just here? And this isn't trying to belittle anybody or demean anybody, but what if there's people who just have this programming and that's their program? And
yeah, and you have to, and honestly, some of them know in their head, they're like, I would rather, they're like, I'm just gonna die believing what I believe because I'm old. And I'm like, what? Like, you're consciously choosing to be like, I'm just gonna ride this out, even believe in the lie. I don't care if it's a lie. I'm still gonna just, you know, it's easier for me to believe it. I'm just gonna wait till I die. Like, your fucking grandkids gotta go through it all over again. Your great grandkid, like, it. I tell people, I'm like, somewhere along the line, you will be affected by pedophilia and this fucking shit that's happening. You will. If it's not you, one of your grandkids, one of your nieces, one of your nephews, one of your great-grandkids, somewhere down the line, if we stop this now, if we scare the pedophiles into their fucking holes and let them know, yo, we all, not only do we all know this is wrong, you got to stop it. And if you don't stop it, look how many of us are willing to make sure that it's stopped. So, like, really, though, we have to shake this up. And, like, besides helping the kids here now, there's also this like force of energy that's put out into the universe as collective people standing up. And these people are all around us. Believe that. And they're going to just, they need to think, wow, that's a lot of people. Yeah, you better fucking think twice because,
you know, I totally agree with that. One thing I want to get into discuss with you is the movement that was Me Too. Me Too was a movement,
right?
Started, I think, around 2015, 2016. It started out as, you know, and everybody got behind this notion that, you know, sexual harassment in the workplace is wrong and we have to deal with it. And everyone got behind that. And we really do believe that. And everyone, Right. Everyone's like, yeah, this is 100% correct. And then we just started seeing what was really starting coming out. And it was really these elite white female actresses, comedians, and that's entertainers.
Right.
And they were somewhat kind of trying to using it to as a promotional tool.
Right,
so we had Harvey Weinstein. Everyone got behind that, and there was a lot of silence from all the Orange Man bad people when that guy came out. And people like Rose McGowan was very, very powerful. But there were people trying to go after Trump with the you know, Me Too movement and all that stuff.
Right, of course.
But slowly over time, their people started getting clipped, and it got really quiet. And
then
you know, Pizzagate, Pedogate blew up, and these same people who were attempting to get us to understand about sexual harassment, sexual assault, which we all agree is wrong in the workplace, and if you have been sexually assaulted, you should go to 100% authorities and say something. They were really quiet.
Yes.
And they're not tweeting about, they can't tweet enough about, you know, workplace and how hard it is to be a woman in entertainment.
Right. Exactly. You know, right.
Why they're signing, you know, why they're signing development deals, show running shows and doing all the things everybody believes in and moves LA to do. And, you know, winning, styling and profiling, they're lecturing us about how hard it is to be them.
Exactly. No,
but yet when these children thing, which is like, why is pedophilia a political movement? Why are people politicizing child sex trafficking? Why are people politicizing pedophilia? That's the question. What is that?
Well, I think that there, when one of the people, okay, let's put it like this. When people are like, oh, you're a racist for liking Trump, right? That's like the most common, you're a racist. So then that technically makes anybody that likes Biden a pedophile, right?
That's true, man. That's so true.
So here's the thing. We have two people and one of them is a pedophile, right? So it's, that's why it's become a political issue, because we're going after pedophiles. So therefore, if the left's representative is a pedophile, it automatically makes this seem like a right-wing thing. Even though it isn't, it's a biased thing. You don't have, you can be the deepest dark Democrat your entire life, and if you just step back for 2 fucking seconds and put the label down and you see what's happening to the kids, and then you circle back to the information and actually dig and find out who is the one that is responsible, you're going to come back to your own party.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just want to say something. There's
pedophiles on the right as well.
It's more of a clan, dude, and that clan is the Bush clan that goes from Reagan all the way to Obama, and it goes back and forth from both 100%. Parties.
It's the clan. You're right. I take that back. I don't ever want that to be like, yes, I understand that this is both sides, 100,000,000%. You're right. It is a clan and a collective group that just have labels on their titles or names, but they're just friends that, you know, skull and bones, all the shit, you know, everything that goes all the way back. And again, that's tied to, that's a form of even that networking form of the Masonry is like, it's basically a different form of eugenics. It's just non-biological eugenics. It's a
way of control. It's an initiation. Yeah. You know, Bill mass Cooper manipulation talked about that a lot.
Mass manipulation and planning, and they've been planning it, and they have people to implement, they have tools to implement the phases. So, you know, that's why it's become, well, you must be a Trump supporter because you're wanting to save the kids. No, actually,
it's
not.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And the fact that these blue checkmark idiots who I see, who some are my friends, are silent when it comes to this. I do not understand why being anti-pedophilia in public is something that can hurt your career. I have friends right now that have had their careers destroyed based on Me Too and no evidence. And then there's people with ample evidence, whether it's Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg, all these guys that all these directors that like all this weird shit. Singer. Right. I mean, Singer's still working. Movies. Right. Movies that he has directed have been nominated for awards. We had Hollywood 2 years ago give an award to a movie that about a man who liked a high school boy. And it's just like, what are we like, talking about here?
Exactly. Well, that's
why it's again, a Me Too movement. It just makes no sense. They had a Me Too movement Oscars by giving Kobe Bryant, God rest his soul, an award. Now, like, we can get into whatever happened with Kobe, and there's a lot of like, oh shit, what really went on. But it's like, what are we talking about here? Roman Polanski, these people are begging this guy to come back.
Because here's the thing. Let me tell you this, bro. They're getting cocky because the conditioning that they've already been putting in for so many years, combined with the pharmaceuticals, combined with the bad water, combined, like I said, it calcifies your pineal gland, and it's the re-engineering of our biology that makes us not question and makes us consent. So, you know, they're getting so cocky now to the point where they think that they have us so blinded. And this also, a pandemic was also a test in a way to say, okay, let's see how well we programmed them up to this point. So now, you know, 2 years ago, we're giving an award to a filmmaker that's based on this because they're slowly starting to roll in. Look, if this moves in the right direction, they're going to rewrite the Constitution. And that Constitution is going to be the only Constitution our kids are going to ever know. Believe that, if that's what ends up happening. And along with that Constitution, where they're going to take away our rights, they're also going to implement consent 13 now. You know what I'm saying? They've already been trying to get it. They're getting cocky.
We have that Wiener, another Wiener, Anthony Wiener, this Scott Wiener, Sean Wiener out of San Francisco. So here, I just want to say something about that bill. You know, when we've seen boys who are 18 who hook up with 16-year-old girls,
go to jail for a long time because the parents were pissed off. I could go, okay, let's have a real discussion about that. What is going on there? But but when you have a 10-year gap, a 20-year-old can hook up with a 10-year-old. That's ridiculous, dude.
It's ridiculous.
Like the question is, are they throwing this? But that's a different podcast. We'll get into that. I want to talk about, you know, you had the V for Vendetta mask on. I don't know what your take on Q is. I'm going to do a big video on Q because I don't know what I've always said it could easily be spoiler alerts. It could be AI. Whatever it is, I think it's just an information vessel. And I think it's about to go decentralized. What do I mean by that? That means that we're no longer going to be waiting for drops from a mystery man. That it's going to be like what you're doing. Decentralized, a dude in a mask, putting out the truth. All these wonderful internet researchers, right? And I'm really getting tired of the truth community, the hardcore researchers who just are just nothing but doom and gloom. Everything is doom and gloom. Everything's away. And like, I get that Trump isn't perfect, and I get that he could be just another one of this stuff. But if we take a look at Q and what Q represents, I can hear Adam Green yelling at me right now, Mossad, Mossad, Zionism, blah, blah, blah. That's fine if you want to believe that. But like, let's take a moment. We have a movement, okay, which is very diverse, wanting to push back against corruption. Instead of demonizing it, which makes me think you're all part of this bullshit game, why don't we sit there and try to join it and move it in the
position. Here's what I say. This is what I say about Q. If Q ends up not being true, and I believed what was happening, I was trying to fight pedophilia, the numbers are true, so we know that much. So let's say that we dedicate all this energy into fighting off this and ending this, and come to find out, maybe not all of it's true, but a lot of the homework we've done along the way that we have found to be proof is true. So that's what makes this movement, that's why it's so hard for people to swallow, because there is so many facts already backing it up to where even if something ended up being like, well, Q's not real. Q has to be based on its accuracy on so many different subjects that nothing and nobody else could ever touch on now. Also on the flip, devil's advocate, 15% of me never believes in anything ever. So you have to question even Q.
All the time. Question it all.
Right. Which is what
Question Scotty. Question all of them.
Which is why. Please. Exactly. 100%. And so that's the thing is some people, because Q can be so accurate, they take it for like super religion and can be like, oh, anything that makes you look at a movement so heavy, like, you know you're right, nothing can change your mind, that's where we have to be careful. So I, as far as Q goes, like, yeah, Q's been accurate as hell along so much. And again, if we end up finding out Q's not real, or let's say, okay, find out Q's not real. Oh, well, I fucking did my best to help save kids. I'm still going to do this movement for the rest of my life because
that's
I feel like it's my calling.
It's going to get away from them.
Right. It's I don't care what title you put or don't put on this. It has nothing to do with that. It's about the kids. But if Q is real and you fought me, you enabled an entire syndicate of child predators to continue their business. You let that happen.
Because you more, dude.
So who we'll see. Like, I rock with the Q community. The thing is that, you know, the Q community is definitely a lot of Christian, very religious. That's wonderful, beautiful. I definitely worship the same God. I meditate. I go about it in a different way, but it's the same source. And some people just, when you tell them to question, they're like, I already did, and here I am, and I got to this. No, you have to continue to question every single thing, every step along the way, because some people even, there's the idea of, this being its own form of propaganda to create a wave of propaganda that we can continue to spread to still block what's actually happening. But that's not true, because what actually is happening is the pedophilia, is the human trafficking rings. Trump is not didn't approve $450 million in human trafficking internationally because he just felt like it. It's like, no, because he knows the problem.
If you're looking for a shaman in the president, you're going to be always let down. And that's my biggest problem.
Not
it's like,
unless I run.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I do it all the time. What about this? 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 And they get quiet. And what everybody does is detach from the conversation instead of going, you know what? That's a good point. I could bring up all the Zionist shit Trump's done. I could bring up all this different stuff.
Exactly.
And I go, because I question everything he does. 100%. And you should.
And dude, and that's where people were like, oh, do you support him? Like, look, this dude blasted a fucking huge pipeline of gas through my ancestors' plain bones. Do you think that that made, how you think that made me feel? Come on, for profit. Look how he handled it. Tore everybody down and got in his way. Like, these are my ancestors. This is my family. This is my land. This is where I'm from. This is where my bones and my skin and my everything is from. This dirt, this part of the earth. And you literally did that. And that to me was like, mind you, I was even like, fuck him already at that point. And then that happened. I'm like, really, fuck this dude. Mind you, I'm falling for all of the bullshit. Also, on top of him doing stupid shit and saying dumb things, like the guy still is like spat off at the mouth like crazy, says some dumb shit sometimes. Like, that's some, like, you know, I pick and choose little things. But overall, I'm like, I thought about it like this. If this dude's really doing what I think he's actually doing to end this whole fucking thing, my son's future means more than my ancestors' past.
Respect, dog.
You feel me?
Yeah, that was a great line. I want to end on that, but I just want to do one quick thing.
No worries.
I want to say this. Can you, I mean, what are the real stats on children? Do you know the stats on children and what's going on? Because people throw out all these crazy numbers. And I mean, like, I'm going to tell people, man, you guys really don't understand what is going on with Child Protective Services, what's going on with foster care.
Yeah. So here's the thing on the stats is that look at our timeline of humanity. Just let's think about it like that. The very first man to where we are now. It's a really, all right, like, think about the very first man and think about like 1,000 years from now. So right now, whatever's happening is a blip on the radar. 25 years of life is like a blip on the radar. So whatever's happening in that 25 years, I don't give a fuck if 5 years ago, that's 10 years ago, the stats were 800,000 children go missing here in America. That's still in my fucking lifetime. That's still happening watch. You know what I'm saying? So for people to be like, oh, well, that's not the real number. Did it happen while you were alive? Did it happen while you could speak? If it happened while you could speak and you didn't do anything about it, that's in your lifetime. That's your responsibility. So, oh, well, these are old numbers. I don't give a fuck if it's 10,000 kids. I'm still going hard. Like,
yeah, it's like, how many kids is like worth your concern? It's like, is it 5? Is it 10,000? Is it 100,000? To me, it's like one kid getting manipulated should be everybody's concern about stopping it, because it could be your kid. And like, kids getting kidnapped. And the worst part is, it's this foster care system that just, like, nobody's there to protect these children.
It's kids that nobody fucking has to claim them. It's that fucking easy to see. And it's like, oh, you know, the kids locked up in Texas. Dude, those kids, that was somebody's way of fucking containing children and using in between spaces. Like, why do you think they were built? Like, not during this administration, it was during the last. So, and then consider all the things that were going on during that time and the things we are going to find out and we know for fact that were happening. So, yeah, dude, the CPS shit, you know, there literally is nobody to protect them. And that's where I'm like, look,
you've had senators try to change it and they've been killed.
Exactly. And it's like, dude, so many levels to it. It's even like Paul Walker. Like, that's even one you got to look into, because this dude was even making moves in the same ways. And he was about to kind of do some other shit, and that you know, he blew up.
I don't know why
car,
people don't push back. I just don't get, like, what is important to you?
Because, bro, honestly, they are so scared and they won't even let us know. They think, oh yeah, no, I'm not scared. No, you're fucking scared shitless. The day they're like mandatory vaccinations, you're gonna low key go get in line.
No way,
go do it, because you're like, I got my vaccine. I feel good. That's what they want. Hello. It's so easy. But
and then your DNA starts to change and then you're done, dude. Your family like that won't be capable of fighting back.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I told you. I'm like, that's the mark. It's not the chip. It's the vaccination. The vaccination, literally, there's a coded piece of DNA called luciferase 666, and it takes out one of your original pieces and it replaces it. And literally, it'll be like program. We're already programmed, but it'll be actual programming. Walk here and do this.
Yep.
And you don't even know why. You're just like, okay. Yep. And you're literally in your body walking and you're like, why am I doing this? Like that's where yep. it's going unless we stand up.
Well, Sky Kid, you came, you saw, you kicked a whole lot of ass. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
We both had a short time, but I wanted to bang this out and get this out before this will be out. I think on Wednesday. I don't know. Maybe I'll just throw all these episodes I have out. I do that. Just boom. Listen to what you want.
Drop them on the world.
Yeah, just drop it. I'll just put it out. We'll see where it goes. But so real quick, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me, my Instagram, Scotty the Kid. You can go to scottythekid.com, scottythekid.com. You guys go listen to my music. I make positive, fun rap music and club shit and trap music. So, but yeah, either way, much love. You guys come find me. You want to join the movement. All positivity. There's no room over here for egos or negativity or anything. No political shit. I don't want to hear about Trump. I don't want to hear about Biden. I want to hear about the kids. That's all.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what it does. Scotty, you're doing the Lord's work, brother. Make your bong hits be plentiful, and we will talk soon, my friend. We will talk soon, and I'll see you on Saturday, dude. Guys, get there on time, too. When we say 10 a.m., we mean 10 a.m. I know you guys like, I'll show up at like 1. No, man, show up at 10. Yeah, Sky will be there. Have a V for Vendetta mask on, and it will be glorious. I look forward to seeing everybody. If you do show up and you listen to the podcast, don't be afraid to come up and say hi. I'm all about meeting Swarm. You know, there's a time when nobody listened to me, so the fact that anybody listens to me means the world to me. So come up, say hi. Awesome. We'll high-five each other, and we'll march for the children, all right? Scotty, thanks, dude. Number love, brother. And to Swarm, God bless you, and I'll see you guys soon. Take care.
Thanks. Take care. See you, bro.